To do a new thing. Song say, it's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. See, if you don't sing it and say it, you're gonna never get it. Season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to me. I'm talking about personally now. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing is headed my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to me. I give honor to God and to the bishop of this house and to all the ministry and all those that believe God is God. And I pray for all those who do not believe God is God, because whether you believe it or not, he's still God. And he will do a new thing, and it is a new season. I feel it. I believe it. I expect it. I'm looking for it every day, because the Bible says when God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, looking to heaven, expecting as they pray. Now, anybody that is not living in expectation, then there's no problem if you don't get anything. But if you're expecting something, you're going to be looking for it. Is that right?
Yes.
And if you're expecting to be somewhere, you're going to prepare yourself to go to be to that place. Is that right?
Yes.
So he said, when God's children, which everybody in the world is God's children. He said, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father, the soul of the Son is mine, but that soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now, he don't have no problem with you not wanting to do what he says do, and you should not have no problem with dying, because this is what he says. He said, a soul that sinneth, it shall die. So everybody belongs to the Lord, and everybody has an open opportunity to accept the Lord and to walk in righteousness and walk in true fellowship with the Lord and just look to the Lord. Everybody have that opportunity.
Yes.
Jeffrey Dahmer had that opportunity, but he chose to go stage left. And when he went stage left, he followed the one that was leading him. There's only two leaders in the world, God and the devil. You're not leading yourself. Nobody's on their own. Everybody is under somebody's jurisdiction. Is that right? Because he said it. I'm going to say it again. All souls are mine, he said. The soul of the Father, the soul of the Son, they're all mine. But the soul that sinneth, they shall die. If he said it, well, we have so much problem with people that don't live right dying. We know the righteous die, but the righteous know where they're going. They're going to a place where we'll never grow old. I like that. I use that statement often as I visit the nursing homes and let them know, with all of your situations and conditions, you might not be able to do what you used to do. And I always remind them very fervently, you wasn't like this all the time. You were young and you were spiky and you was dancing and going and coming, and you weren't eating in these wheelchairs all the time. You know, some of them had some situation that they were in the chairs from young, but I said, even in your chair, that young man that I work with all the time, he was in the chair from young, but you know, he did what he wanted to do, even in the chair. So I let him know, now, you know, this chair is no hindrance. It's in here. It's always in the heart. So, you know, I always let them know that God don't forget you, and the chairs don't mean anything to him, because he's going to prepare a new body. Anybody want to go? Even if you're not in a chair, these bodies not doing too very well, right? You hear our sound? Got a problem right there. I'm going to a place that I'm not going to sound like this anymore. I'm going to have a clear voice to worship and praise my God. Oh, he's good. Today, I have a little topic. It's a huge topic, but a little topic. Just a little bit what the Lord dropped in my spirit when the wonderful bishop of the house walks through the house and say, you got the word for tomorrow, and it's real late in the night, you know. He said, oh, what'd you say? Say what? You just got to get busy and say, okay, Holy Ghost, it's your business. This is your day. These are your people. You know who's going to be in the service. You know what you want them to hear from you. And so it's not hard to just get in the word and let him give you a scripture and read it. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
What he says matter anyway. Not what I put together is what he says. So I want you to open up your hearts, and it's an encouraging word today for everyone that's here today. It's not by chance that you're here. You're here because God ordained you to be here. And when he did that and brought you in this building, no one should leave out of here without receiving what God has brought you here to receive. And he's not a God that brings you somewhere and don't give you something. So it's up to you to receive what he's trying to give you. It doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is, receive it. Because little is much if God is in it.
Yes.
Nothing is little for the Lord. Oh, my God. I'm just a happy Christian. I'm just a happy Christian. So today we're going to talk a little bit. My theme is on the screen. And let's say it together.
Strong.
Say it again.
Strong.
Say it like you're at the football game.
Strong.
Yeah, that sounds a little better to me. Oh, we got a lot of football fans in here, so let's be a football fan for Jesus today. All right? That's what God has given me, this new thing. When I teach Bible class on Wednesday night, I say, I want you to sound like you're at the football game. We're just talking about the one who's in charge of the game. His name is Jesus. You're going to praise him.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised. He's ready to kick up about. My God. He's a great God. Let's say it again.
A strong power.
One more time.
A strong tower.
Hear people pray. A strong tower. Come on. Hallelujah. Our scripture lesson we read this morning, 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 22. I won't go back to that right now. I want to go a little further into, we're going to go into Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. One verse we're going to read. And we're going to read it together. If they put it on the screen, we're going to read it together, and we're going to read it like we really know that we know that we know that there is a strong tower. And not talking about human strength now. We talk about a strength that is above strength. The strength that's going to take you somewhere. Oh my God, oh my God. And we're going to read it together from the screen. I'm going to read it from my Bible. Everybody have it. Everybody eyes is focused on the screen this morning. We talk about somebody. We talking about a name, y'all. What's in a name? They say, what's in a name? He wants you to understand today what's in his name. Let's read it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yes.
The righteous run it. That ET means continue to run. The righteous never stop running into the tower, which is the name of the Lord. And when you get the real concept and understanding of what we're saying here today, then you know you're safe. Then you'll be able to say with full convictions, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. Oh my God. What type of security that this name has, that no wars of weapon destructions coming out of the enemy's territory can prevail against the name that is the strong tower. The name of the Lord. What is his name?
Jesus.
Hold it. Let me see if you know this name for real. Do you know this name? What is his name?
Jesus.
See, this is the way the heavens, this is the way the heavens of the heavens expect you to do when you're talking about this.
Yes.
I mean, when you're talking about any other name, people talk about Obama and all those people who is so great in this world, they talk about them with a fervent. You know, that, oh my goodness, you know, he does this and he does that and he can do this. And over in the other foreign country, they talk about their leaders and those who have got the devil on their side, talk about what they can do, and they do it with fervent. Like they know that they know that they know that whoever they got in front of them is able to take care of whatever situation they find themselves in. And whom they have faith and trust in, they talk bold. Yes, that's what they do, Brother Fountain. Little children, if they got a real good daddy, a daddy that got some muscles, you know, he might even have a beard, but he's big and he's strong. And you know, he walks straight forward, you know, and those little children, when people get to messing with them, they say, I'm going to call my daddy. If their daddy don't have it, they got a big brother, and he don't mind to put their foot on somebody, I'm going to tell my brother. Because they have confidence that that brother or that father, or if they got a tough mama, because they got some tough mamas out there, you know. You got some tough mamas out there. They say, we don't need no daddies. We don't need no men. I can handle this myself. So if they got a tough mama, they say, wait till I get home and tell my mama she gonna do such and such for you. Because they feel safe. They feel confident.
Yes.
And the one who was before them and over them. My, 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 my. But we talking about the daddy of daddy,
yeah.
The brother of brother,
yeah.
The mama of mama.
Yeah.
We talking about the one in charge, and his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm a strong tower. He said, I can keep you from any enemy. He said, no weapons that the devil, who got all these people acting like they're acting, he said, no devil in hell, out of hell, no demons, no nobody can stand against my strong power. My God. And we don't get excited about that. We don't get excited about that name, that name, that one J-E-S-U-S. See, it's all right for those children to say what they say, even if their daddy or their mama or their brother is not even present. They're not where they are at that time when the situation going on. But they know that their daddy or their brother or their mama is somewhere, and they're going to get them. That's why I'm excited about my Jesus. I heard about him. I heard about him 17 years before I just went into his strong tower. After I got into his strong tower, he took away all my fears. See, I got a husband right there. He's human. But I remember the time when we was over in Paradise Island. And we was walking across that bridge and it's dark. And you know, I didn't know the place very well. And I'm scary anyway. And we was walking and I think I saw somebody coming from that direction or whatever. And so, I don't know what it was, but I kind of backed up a little bit. And I went to the side a little bit. And he said, that was a long time ago. He said, what you scared for? I'm here.
Okay.
He said, you know what? They got to kill me first before they get to you. I said, all right, let's go. I went on down the road. I wasn't scared no more because I had a strong man. I had a man to fight for me. I had somebody was going to protect me from the enemy. I said, oh, I stood up good then by walking. And as old as he is today, he feels the same thing. You got to kill him before you get to me. And he's just a human being. What about Jesus? They say the name of the Lord is. So what are the Christians? What are the Christians scared about? Why we can't worship in spirit and in truth, anywhere, anytime, because we got Jesus. Just encouraging you, just encouraging you. His name is Jesus. And he is a strong. This word, I looked up the word in the dictionary, but that just don't compensate his strength. But that's all we have. But you have to notice in your heart how strong he is to you. You know, you have to get this for yourself. I could just encourage you and let you know what the dictionary said. It said something that is strong. It has power that it don't go down easy. But you know that just cannot touch the power of the strongness of Jesus through the power of the Holy Ghost. Strong. I think I saw on the TV one of the, what, he's a governor? He was a governor, whatever he was. Did y'all see him? The mayor, see, he didn't win the mayor no more, but boy, he went out and he started weightlifting. Boy, that man, that governor got his body so, he got them things that just look funny on them arms all big and everywhere, boy. He's strong, like, look like he's strong like an ox. Boy, I tell you, he got himself, he went and lift weights. And he made those muscles strong. And he's 60-something. He's 60 years old, they say. He's 60 years old. But he showed you that it don't matter your age, if you do some work, if you put some effort, if you know that you have the ability to do something with yourself, go ahead and do it. That's what he's saying to us. Oh, my God. A tower. He said he's a strong tower. What is a tower? A tower is a structure that rises to a great height. A structure that rises to a great height. Now, we was over in Paris. And there in Paris is something they call the Eiffel Tower. And according to what you look up, it says it's the tallest structure in Paris, and it stands 320 meters tall. It's about the same height of an 81-story building. And they say that's the Eiffel Tower. People travel to go see this tall structure. I think my husband and my son-in-law and some of them went up there. I look at that thing and say, not me. I ain't that crazy. Because it goes so high in the sky, you got to go up. I don't even know how they got up there. But they went up to the top, and they look small when they get there. We talk about a tower that is 81 stories high. I'm going to tell you a little story about another tower before I finish my story about this tower. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know who I'm talking about? Do you know this tower I'm talking about? Oh, my God. He told me to encourage you today that he can do it. And like so the call, we say, he got this, brother. Brother, he got that. Whatever you're thinking about, he got that. He know all about it, sister. He said, I can do it. I can do it if you let me. He said, but I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman. I'm strong and I'm big and I'm tall as the world, but I'm a gentleman. I wait for you to ask me, take it. Because I can't do it. And he said, ooh, he just gets so excited when you give up your natural strength, your natural ability, and all the things you want to do. When you actually give it up to him, he gets excited. You think Jesus don't get excited? You know why I know he get excited? Because I get excited and he lives inside of here. So I know he get excited. He gets excited when people turn over their lives to him. And remember and know that he said, just my one name. What's that name again?
Jesus.
Just that one word, he said. Just that one word. Lord, have mercy upon us people. Us, we people. Okay. Listen at someone who tried to build a tower. Over in Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. You see, over in Genesis, God had blessed them people, saved them from their enemy, saved them from the flood. Oh, you know, people are something else in the world. But it's all right. We still belong to the Lord. Genesis 11, chapter verse 1 says, oh, praise the Lord. I'm excited about who God is. I'm excited. Verse 1 through 9 says, okay. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. You have to listen to yourself when you're reading something. Listen to what you're saying. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, And they dwelt there. This land was plain. It didn't have the equipment they needed, but it was a nice spot. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down. Who came down? And the Lord came down, said, behold, the people is one. One. And they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined. Look at that word. They have imagined. Great imagination, isn't it? To do. Go to. Now see, he spoke just like they spoke. They said, go to, let us make brick and burn them and burn them thoroughly. And go to, let's build us a city and a tower. God is really comical. He said, go to, let us go down. And there confound their language. And they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off building the city. Imagination. Therefore is the name of the city Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. Those people, after God had blessed them through the flood, 40 days and 40 nights, brought them out of the ark, they began to multiply. They made a whole, you know, nation of people, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All of them had their wives, and they had children on top of children, children all over the place. And they traveled, and there was a lot of them now. Now they think about what God did to them. They're going back in their mind, and they're thinking about, you know, it rained, and the whole earth was covered, and we was in that ark. We're not going to let that happen again. That's what their imagination was. We're not going to let this happen to us again. And though they traveled into a place that didn't have equipment to their understanding, they did not let it hinder them. So they took what was in that plain place, which was brick. They didn't have no stones. They took brick and they burned them thoroughly, meaning that they burned them until they got strong. You know, heat will clarify anything. You know, gold is not gold until it goes through the fire. When it goes through the fire, now you got to pay for it. Before it goes through the fire, it's black, it's dirty, it's very ugly. But when it goes through the fire and they burn it to its highest of the height and get all that imperfections and impurities out of it, now it's not in the front of the store, it's in the back of the store, it's in the vault. And what you used to pay for up front, no, you have to go in the boat and you got to have some hundreds of thousands of dollars to get these diamonds and all these things from the back. So they burn these, say, burn, let us go to and burn these bricks thoroughly. We know we're not going to be playing around. We're going to have us a strong city and a strong tower. Yes. Do you see what I mean? Yes. And they didn't have any mortar. So the slime that was in that plain place, the slime, they took it and they mixed it up. See, you got to use what you got. What you got left? What you got left? Use what you got. What did we told Moses? What you got in your hand? Use what you got in your hand in my name, in that strong name. Take what you got and use that strong name. You will come out on top every time. You won't lose with what we use. And they got it. And they said, we're going to build us a city and a tower. And this city, this tower we were going to make, the city was going to be where they lived. But the tower, Sister Curtis, it was going to go into the heaven where God was. You see, they didn't mean to go in just to that first heaven where the enemy lived, nor the second heaven. They was going into the third heaven where God lived. God lives in the third heaven. And they say, we're going to make this tower. They say the top of it. They say the top of this tower is going to reach into heaven. So if, no matter how long it rained or whatever happened, we're going to be in there, Brother Debo. We're going to be in there. And if it rains, we're going to go up higher and higher and higher. And when it's all said and done, Brother Bus, we're going to step off in heaven. If it keep raining, we're going to step off in God's throne and we're going to be where he is. So they was really calling themselves getting against God for what he did. You know, they were going to make a defense against God's reign. They was going to settle themselves that they were going to be safe. They was building a tower for safety from the winds and the rains and any condition that may come. We got a tower, and the top of it is in heaven. And there were men. To the coffin, there were men and women just like us. But they had a determined mind. And they were what? One. They had one language. And they had one determination. And so the bird, they worked together. And they started building that tower. But see, the name of the Lord God, say, go to. They say, go to. He say, go to. Let us go down. And we're not going to destroy them. We're only going to mix their language up. So don't get uptight with the people that speak Spanish and want you to speak Spanish too. God gave them Spanish. They speak Spanish. He give you English. Don't worry about their Spanish. Speak English because they can't do no better. Because God gave all those languages on that very day. He mixed up all the language. And what happened to them? God scattered them over. Everybody who spoke French went with the French people. Everybody who spoke Germany or whatever language there is in the world, he put all those languages right in that group of people so that they would not build this tower to where they say was going to do it, because the Bible said that nothing was going to stop them. They were determined to get into heaven. Where are we going?
Heaven.
Where are we headed?
Heaven.
But we don't need no human tower. All we need to do is run into Jesus in the spirit realm. And the Bible says one of these good old days, he said, I'm going to come back and I'm going to just take you on the clouds and take you into heaven. Anybody want to go there?
Yes.
Lord, help us today. He confused them. And they all scattered over the land. See, that was his first intention in the first place. He didn't want them to remain where they were. He wanted them to, he said, multiply now Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. He said, I want you to multiply the whole earth again. But they wanted to stay in one place. They wanted to make a city of their own and make a name. Like a lot of people, we have all kinds of statues and everything. The people are dead, but these things follow after them. So they wanted to make a name for themselves, but God said, not so. So it's called today, this place is called Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. And from that point on, they scattered all over the place. And God did not confound their language because they were one. He did not confound them because they were one. He confounded them because they had the wrong purpose. Wrong purpose, wrong motive, God can't let you do it. If your purpose is not right, if you just getting saved to say you're going to heaven, and you're not being accepting the Lord, Brother John, because you love Jesus, and you want to serve him in spirit and in truth, and do what he says do, all of your service will be in vain because you got the wrong motive. Your motive for living holy and serving the Lord is because you just love him point blank. And you believe his word as it is written. And so nothing else worries you. Nothing else bothers you. Because you know in whom you believe. And you have been persuaded by the word of God that he's able to keep what you have committed to him, which is your life, against the day of judgment. That's the only reason and the only way that we can get into God's heaven. Right motive, right purpose. It's okay to be one. He wants us to be one. But you can't have the wrong motive for being one. Because even in your nice oneness and your wrong motive and purpose, God will not allow it. That's a big Bible lesson right there, wasn't it? Okay. Let's get back to the strong tower. Back in Proverbs 18, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous. The righteous run it into it and is saved. And so we would say, well, the name of Jesus, how do we run into the name of Jesus? We go and accept him as our personal savior. Ask him to forgive us of all of our wrong deeds, our sins, things that people know you did and things that they don't know you did. Just know that your heart must get right with God. You run into him by giving him your whole soul, body, mind, and spirit. All of your deeds, all of your thoughts, all of your wants, all of your needs, all of your life. You turn it over to Jesus. That's how you run into him, and it's not overnight. You will continue to run into him as long as you live on the face of this earth, because you know that he's a strong tower. He just made it like that and says his name is a strong tower, because that's what we can understand as human beings. We understand a tower. We understand a building. But he's not talking about this natural saying. Give your life to him, Jesus. He will be that tower. Oh, hallelujah. In this one little verse, here is God's sufficiency for the saints. A saint is a person that live according to God's word. The scripture says the righteous run it into it and is saved. The righteous is anyone who is in right standing with God. Understanding his will and purpose, following it and doing it day by day. Not perfect perfection, but maturity, understanding that the will of God is surrender to me because you can't do it anyway. Amen. How many of you have tried so many things and they failed? Here is God's sufficiency for his saints. Jesus is the tower of strength for us. Yes. He is rest when we are weary. Yes. He is a safe haven when pursued by the enemy. Yes. He is a fortified place. Yes. That we can hide anytime. Yes. If you notice the scripture, if you ever read the scriptures, is when the enemy would, before his time to be demised on the cross, when the enemy want to take him prematurely, he just disappeared out of the crowd. He disappeared, he walked right by them and they couldn't see him. That's what the Lord would do for you. The enemy come to do something to you, all of a sudden they don't know which way you went. Because he done covered you with his blood. He done put his hand over you. He done shelter you. Like my sister tell me how she all night long, she left her door wide open in her car. Got up in the morning and said, oh my God, I left the door standing wide open. What the Lord did, he blinded those crooks. They couldn't even see it. Because she was a righteous, trusting in the throne tower. How many times you have not locked your door when you thought got the key all in your pocketbook, and when you get back home, the door is not even locked? And nobody went in the house. Nobody went in the house because you are righteous, trusting in the Lord. Sister Olive told us how she had a big old check. I'm talking about the strong tower. The strong tower. And the righteous running and saved. Sister said she may have got her check, cashed it, sitting on the bus bench, left it there. But it got home to look for the check, look for a cash, it ain't in her pocketbook. But because she trusted in the strong tower, over on 62nd Street, y'all, in the hood, Left it on the bus, bitch. In the hood. On the big street. Went back by faith. Jesus just had his hand on it. Nobody could see it. Nobody could take it. Right where she left it. God went all the way home. Come all the way back. And it's still there. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it. And not only are you safe, everything you got is safe. Woo! Who won't want to trust a God like this? Who won't want to lean on a God like this? Who won't want to give themselves up to somebody who can blind the eyes of people that can see? They can see, but they can't see. They can't see you, nor your stuff. When you're tired and you're weary, you want to give it up because of all your situations and your conditions. And you look at it and it look hopeless. Like nothing ain't gonna happen. He said, my towel of strength is rest for the weary. You walk and find, you know, he says, strength. See, God got a lot of workers. And you be real tired for real. You ain't gonna get up and do nothing. Tired people don't want to do nothing. I'm tired. See, then you're just a worker. God said, many are called, few are chosen. God got a few sisters. He got a few. I'm talking about just saying sister, because you're looking at me real straight, and I love that. Ha, this little group right here, God bless you. God bless this little group. They're right in it. They're right in it. They understand it. They pick it up on it. Get what God got for your brother. Got what God got for your sister. See, God got people that just work us for the Lord. They get tired. They get weary. And they give in. And they give out. And when they should be going, they sitting. And when they should be somewhere, they say, I'm tired. And they just stay right there. They give in, but God told me. He says, strength for my laborers. I will provide it every time. There is no time that you really want to go and be and do for the Lord that he's going to let you stay tired. Why? Because you are a laborer. You're not just a worker. Hallelujah. My prayer to God is, say, Lord, I'm not asking you to let me be healthy, which he continues to let me be healthy. I don't want to be healthy to do my own thing. I only want to be healthy and have good strength to take care of my house, which you gave me, and I must appreciate you and take care of it. And the rest of the strength is to work in your vineyard till you come. I don't want no strength for nothing else, because if I have strength as a laborer and I do for the Lord and I do for what I need to do, everything else is added, and he takes care of all my business because I take care of his business. My God, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And any time I can't see my way, I run on into him. I say, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Jesus. I say, oh, Jesus. Look at here now, Lord. Which way should I go? I don't know what to do, Jesus. And I hear a little voice say, this is the way to go. And when I follow where he leads, I conquer in his name, because I'm safe from the enemy. I don't know why we waste all this good Jesus juice. We gotta drink all of his juice. It's good. He said, my strength in the tower, which is me, is for rest. But when you're weary, and I'm a safe haven when you're pursued by the enemy. You know we all get pursued by the enemy. especially in the time we're living in now. We say the economy is down. They're taking money out of our checks. And they're doing all kind of stuff. But you see, when you know that you're safe from the enemy, it doesn't matter how much they take from your check. It doesn't matter. If you are really trusted in the strong tower, you say, God, what I got left is for you. I don't have enough to take care of all my business, so I'm going to give it to you. And he said, when you give it to me, I will multiply. You can save till Jesus comes. And you don't give God what he's going to have, you ain't going to find it all when you go back to look for it. Because it ain't going to be there. It's the real truth. It says, all the wealth laid up in this tower. And who is the tower?
Jesus.
It says, all the wealth laid up in this tower is enough to enrich all of us. Because he said that a cattle on 1,000 hills is mine. And if I was hungry, my brother, he said, I wouldn't even whisper it in your ear. He said, because I own it all. He said, I own the earth is mine, the fullness thereof, the world and everybody and everything in it is mine. It's a little difficult for you to believe and trust in that when you not have run into Jesus and have given yourself away to him. There's a little song that says, if you know the Lord is keeping you, what are you going to worry about? Worry is a divided mind. You're sometime up, you're sometime down. He said, now, I'm safe. When you come into me, you're going to be safe. So we shouldn't worry. We should never worry. If God tells you to come out to night church, I don't care if it is in the ghetto. You know, ain't nothing wrong with the ghetto, you know. There's nothing wrong with the ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto got houses, and they got cars, and they got food, they got stores. Ain't nothing wrong with, well, I don't know why they call it the ghetto anyway. It's some of the people just don't do right, look right, act right, and all that. It ain't the whole place. Nothing wrong with it. Because God says, you see, he says, the righteous, those that are in right standing with me and live according to my will, he say, you are safe from the enemy. So, people who don't have a lot of money, and they, there's a nice little place over in that little part there. It kind of goes with what you got. But you say, you say, I ain't going over there. That's the ghetto. But that place is a place of what you have enough to take care of that area. That is enough. What God gave you is enough to take care of that rent, have some left over, buy you some food and some new shoes. Everything is okay there. But because of where it is, you don't want to go there. God say, go where you can't pay. Then you end up going where you can't pay, don't have enough, and you cry. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Safe from the enemy. Don't you think God know the enemy who's in the ghetto just like he know the enemy who's in North Miami Beach and all these places who look so good? The devil right there too. And if you're not in God, you ain't safe nowhere. So ain't nowhere safe unless you ain't God. And if you ain't God, you can live anywhere. You can go to church night. You can go to church day. You can go where you need to go anytime, because the strong tower is watching out for you. You get up and you go in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Go in Jesus' name. If you're going on your own strength, yeah, you'll be scared for the man that come by who don't look so straight. That man ain't even think about you. You scared on your own. I ain't even see you. Don't even see you. That's because you're trusting yourself.
That's right.
Because you're looking to yourself.
That's right.
Ain't nobody stronger than this strong tower.
That's right.
Nobody is stronger than Jesus. No devil in hell, no demons. No Uzi or them automatic things. Ain't none of those more powerful than Jesus. The Bible said the wicked shall destroy the wicked. Are you wicked? No, you ain't wicked, so you ain't going to be destroyed. If you're trusting in the strong tower. And this tower is big as the world.
That's right.
That's where this tower is. This tower is big as the world. Because he said, I hold the world in my hand. And he said that I am the strong tower. My name is Jesus. And this world sitting right in his hand. So if you could remember today that the world is in his hand, right? And he said, I'm strong and I protect you. And you're safe. You're safe. You're not safe in yourself. You're safe in the Lord. And the Bible said the angels of the Lord. The word say encamp it. Around those that fear him to keep them from the evil. I think we keep forgetting it. Everywhere we go, we got a whole encampment of angels from the Lord to watch over us. They see what you don't see. They can do what you cannot do, but they're never going to leave you alone. They continue. Every step you make, they make it. Every step you make it, they make it. They're there to keep you from the evil so you can worship, praise God, be a light any and everywhere you go, because you are in the strong tower called Jesus. 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 His name is Jesus. And you're not poor. You're not poor. Righteous people are never poor. Righteous people are not poor. Whatever God gave you is enough.
That's right.
If you lift it up to him and say, God, show me how to use it. Show me how to work it. And he'll say, don't buy that shoe because you don't need it. And the devil say, oh, that's nice. And you get out of the strong leading of the Holy Ghost. And you pick up that shoe. And the next day a bill come in, the same price of the shoe. And you say, oh, Lord. But if you got any wisdom and understanding, you'll truck right back to that store. You take that shoe right back. You get that money back. And you're going to pay that bill. And that way you're never poor. Your bills are always paid. And you'll have enough left over because he's a strong tower. His name is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it. And they're safe from all the creditors and the debtors. I'm telling you what the Lord say. You're free from all harms and risk. You are free when he said, and the righteous run into it and they are safe. It's safe, he said, you are free from harm and risk. You are secure from danger and loss. Everybody say loss.
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 Say, I have no loss.
Loss.
Say, I got enough. You do have enough. Because if you didn't have enough, God would be giving you some more. God ain't no bad daddy. He's a good daddy. And if you need more, he said, I'll give it to you. You just got to know how to operate it. Now, he's a good daddy enough to know, don't give you who's going to waste it up and spend it up and mess up and keep calling on his name. He said, I'm not giving it to you. Good daddies and mama don't give it to the children when they mess it up, right? And you ain't getting it because the last one I give you just messed it up. God is as big as the world. He's able. He's great. He just want you, Laquita, to trust him more. Trust him more, Philip. You can't do nothing by yourself. Even though we try, we got edumacation. And we like the dictionary. The lady called the dignitary. She said all the big old dictionaries. She was trying to say dignitaries. But she said the dictionaries. She was giving her accolades to the ministers and the pastors and the deacon, and she said, and all the dictionaries. She wanted to say dignitaries. But it was all right. They do act like they know the dictionary. They act like a dictionary. That's why I don't use big words, just say all the good people. I thank God for all the good people. All the people that's in charge. And use words you know so you won't get messed up. All them big words don't mean a thing. It don't mean one thing, brother. It don't help you. It don't help you. Because if the people gonna listen, they're gonna listen anyway. If they're not gonna listen, they ain't hear the thing you say. So just be simple. Be calm, be cool. And don't try to say big words if you don't know what they mean. Because they're going to look at you and laugh at you. I know I don't know no big words. I ain't even try. I couldn't even spell Eiffel. That sister over there spelled it for me. I ain't scared. I ain't ashamed. I know Jesus, though. J-E-S-U-S. I know how to spell that. I know how to spell Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. I can call him all day. I can spell it all day. Because I know that little word. Jesus. I know how to spell H-E-L-P-M-E. Help me. That's all he want me to say. Jesus, help me. That's all. He'll come to your rescue faster. Help me, Jesus. Because I know you're a strong tower. I know you're a good daddy. We can spell all these little words. And he'll help you, though. I ain't worried about nothing else. I don't need no long epistle. Hallelujah. I'm just going to reread a few of what we read this morning. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. His name is Jesus. The tower is the whole world. The earth and everybody in it. So, Brother Mike, we have no fear of man. The Bible says, why you fear man who can only kill the body? You can't do nothing with the soul. I give my soul to Jesus. He keep my soul from all harms and dangers. He keep me moving forward. And David was very excited about it. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. You don't need nobody to try to deliver you, brother. He will deliver you. If he let you, he will deliver anyone in this building if you let him deliver you. Because you don't know how to get really, really delivered. You get some things out the way, but other things will still be there. Let him deliver you. He said, God is my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. My high tower in the third heaven where his seat is. You see, the first heaven is where Satan lives. That's why you got to really be in God. When you send up your prayers to the Lord, it has to make its way through that first heaven. Because the enemy will always try to keep it from getting to God. The second heaven is where the angels make their rounds, and for us, he keeps them there. But in the third heaven is where God lives. That's why Paul had to receive an affliction, because he went into the third heaven. It's a place where nobody should be and hear the things he heard. So God allowed him to have an affliction because of what he heard. Isn't that a blessing to get a blessing, an affliction from God because you heard so much great things? And that way it kept him under subjection. It kept him humble. He says, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence. He said, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. When the waves of death compassed me, the flood of ungodly men made me afraid. I skipped down and said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple. And my cry did enter into his ears. He said, what happened then? Because God loved his people. When you live according to his word, he said, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. God don't want nobody to mess with you, you know. God don't want nobody messing with his children. Right, Brother Pega? He don't want nobody messing with his people. When you cry unto the Lord in your trouble and situation, he comes to your rescue. Didn't he come to your rescue? You say, God, I need $100. I need $100, God. God let the wife go to the store, bent over on the floor. There was $100. Tried to give it back, but nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it back because it was the husband money that he called on to God for. Come on, y'all. My God is a strong tower. I hope y'all believe it. It said in the 22nd verse, 21st and 22nd says, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands had he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly depart from my God. Give it to God. No matter how it looks, give it to God. Because God wants to help us, and he can help us, and he will help us if we are righteous. It doesn't matter your circumstances or what you're going through. If you know that you're righteous, say, let it be. God will see me through, and he will not leave me alone, and he's going to provide everything I need. I know he will. You know why I know he will? Because he owned everything, and he wants to give it to us. So let's be faithful. Let's be truthful. Let's be honest. Let's don't try to do it ourselves. It's not going to work. You're going to fail someplace. So remember, God, Jesus is your tower. He's your strength. He's your protector. He's your provider. He's your everything that you need is wrapped up in one word. And what's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Bow your head. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your holy throne. We thank you. Thank you for these your people that have come to hear your words. Thank you that you just chose me for an instrument. And Lord God, I've done what you told me to do. And I know that you're blessing your people right now. And I pray that you will just continue, Lord, to open up our understanding as you did it to your disciples. Before you left this earth, you say you opened up their understanding. And when you left and they left with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So I pray that these your people, Lord, will receive joy in their hearts today because they know who their strong tower is. They know what your name is. They know why you made yourself a tower. They know, God, that you are safety and you are able to see them through. And when it's all said and done, you will take us all home to live with you forevermore. Where the wicked shall cease and our weary souls shall be at rest. These thankful blessings we give you glory and honor. And let the people of God say, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.